Vandals football on 107.1 FM, WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app, is presented by Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated and Shelley's Burger Station. It's also brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville, Heck Chevrolet, United Fidelity Bank, ProWire, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, First National Bank of Brownstown, Dish Trucking in Alma, Land of Lincoln Credit Union, the Copper Penny and Blind Society in downtown Vandalia, McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance, Connexus, F&B Financial Advisors, Brock Brandon and Scott Kramer, Timmerman & Company, Silkworm, Wilms & Associates, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Aaron Alderson, Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Westendorf Construction, Bulk Plant Resale, Apollo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center, Murray's Steakhouse, Sloan Implement, Dynamic Dental Group, Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated, Hunter Appliance Heating and Air, Mary Ann's Restaurant, Rock Bottom Tire, Spin and Spray, Shelley's Burger Station, Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, Driftstone Pueblo in St. Elmo, Pine Ridge Homes, Osick Motors, Stumbaugh's Heating and Air, K Marsh Insurance, Brickyard Builders, Durbin's Overhead Door, DC Concrete and Construction, Constitution Bank, Bach Flooring Innovations, Kaskaskia College, and your hometown Vandalia Denny's. And welcome to Vandals Week 8 pregame as we get set for the Vandals matchup with the North Mac Panthers. Vandals come into the game at 7-0 on the season. North Mac comes in at 2-5 on the year. Vandals football is presented by Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated. They specialize in hauling grain, rock, and equipment. They also have a welding and repair shop. They're locally owned and operated business. You can reach them 618-339-7239. It is also presented by Shelley's Burger Station. Shelley's is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a great breakfast menu. Shelley's offers dine-in, outside seating, drive-through, and carryouts are available at Shelley's Burger Station, 615 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. Well, we start off with our coaches' interviews for tonight. And coaches' interviews are brought to you in part by Bulk Plant Resale. They're a resale shop with 50 vendors offering a wide variety of goods. They are at 513 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. And we hear now from Vandals football coach Jason Clay.
Well, coach, moving into week number 8, how's the week been for you guys?
Yeah, excited. Monday was an off day with no school, but we got practice in early, and I thought we had a good energy for a Monday morning, and kids did a good job, and we've kind of gotten into our week routine, and I'm looking to kind of finish things up this afternoon at practice and then be ready to play on Friday. We're excited, chance to go back out there and go after it.
Coach, you get North Mac on the road this weekend. I guess talk a little bit about the Panthers.
Yeah, get into week 8. I mean, we got a lot of films. We've been trying to get through them all, and not leave any thing unturned. And defensively, it's good for Coach Ryan. Gets a lot of data and a lot of information, a lot of tendencies at this point. And so, just trying to prepare the kids for that. I mean, they run a lot of similar things to our offense. So I think that helps us out too, and be a lot of things our kids have seen before and in the summer and in practice. And at this point, there's not a whole lot we haven't seen as far as stylistically goes, and just a matter of getting lined up and getting off blocks and, covering people. I think they will throw the ball quite a bit, so it'll be a little different than, some weeks. So I think they'll definitely put the ball in the air. And, one big thing that kind of determined the outcome of last week's game with Payne was, the amount of interceptions. That Payne had a bunch of interceptions, defensive scores, and short fields. And I think North Mac's offense is capable of doing some things and has some good skill players. And, but I think we've got to be sound against the pass and not give up anything against the run either. And offensively, we'll see. It's kind of based on how they line up. They've shown a couple different fronts and based on what they're seeing and what they're trying to do. So same kind of thing offensively. We've seen pretty much everything as far as, a four-man line, a three-man line. We've predominantly seen a lot of zone coverage. Last week we got our first crack really at man across the board, and that's why we kind of went to the air and had so many yards passing. And So we'll just see how they do it and what they line up and how they give it what they give us.
Offensively for North Mac, that has been an area that they've consistently put yardage out for the year.
Yeah, and it's like you watch their film and, you know, they come in with a good game plan and, you know, opening drives, they've had a lot of success moving the ball, haven't always been points, but, you know, they put some points up against Carlinville and they, you know, put some points up against some other schools. And so, yeah, they have moved the ball and they do have some kids that can catch it. And, you know, they put up some points against Piasaw. I think in that game they scored over 50. And so, yeah, definitely feel like our defense will be prepared, but also have to play well if we're going to stop them.
Coach, getting into week eight at 7-0 on the season now, these last 2 weeks, there's a lot on the line, and I know that's one of the big things you guys talk about is there's a lot of goals that are still out there to be achieved.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at this point, pretty much all we've done is solidified our status as a playoff team, so we're still looking for the conference championship, you know, and, you know, the way to win that thing is to go 9-0 and win it outright, and no ties, and so that's on our radar screen, and obviously going 9-0 puts you in a better bracket position and a higher seed, and you know, if you're going to make a deep run in the playoffs, it doesn't hurt to have to not play maybe a killer team every week, and but obviously if you get to the playoffs, everybody's good, so but maybe put you a little bit better route to to a deep run and definitely home field advantage, so that'd be something that we look forward to, and it's always good to play at home and enjoy, you know, the crowd and the atmosphere that we have, and you know, our just the home field advantage of that all. So, yeah, a lot to play for, and you know, next week will be senior night, and that's always a special night, and so yeah, at this point in the season, just kind of finding those things to that you're playing for and talking about them, and then not looking ahead too much to the future and just handling the present.
Yeah, and we've talked about this in the past, but there's a big difference between how you get seated and who you see when you're 9-0 compared to 8-1 or 7-2, isn't there?
Sure, and you know, some of the projections are starting to come out, and it looks like we're sitting right on the bubble of 2A, 3A, and you just never know how it's all going to shake out and line out and until that night, and there's a lot of stuff still to be played out, and each week it kind of clears up a little bit more, but if you go 9-0, you obviously know that, you know, you're going to be at home and you're going to be a high seed in that bracket, whether it's 2A or 3A, and, you know, put yourself in a better spot. So, you know, I just think that's part of it. You know, sometimes even as coaches, you start looking ahead and thinking ahead, and it's like, you know, just need to stay in the present. And, you know, that's kind of one thing, too. You know, focus on the coaching relationships with your kids and your players, and, you know, this group is not, you know, after this season is never going to be the same. It's going to be a different group of kids. And it's, you know, we know for sure that we're going to get to play 3 more games together. And so you don't want to waste an opportunity looking ahead. And, last week, I think the message was just to come out and play hard and have fun together. And I think we really did take a step forward last week in terms of our effort and understanding what kind of effort it takes to beat good people. And obviously week 6 was a little bit of a gut check for us and a little bit of a look in the mirror moment. And I think that we responded pretty well to that. So we want to keep that standard set and not let anything backslide these next couple weeks.
And that can be an easy thing. I mean, if you're playing and you're getting big leads and you're getting things like that, you think, hey, we're doing what we need to do, but you can't take that for advantage, especially once you get to the playoffs too.
Yeah, 100%. You never want to take things for granted, and sometimes it's easy to do that, even as coaches. And you know, sometimes you have things you're worried about, and sometimes it's rightfully so, and sometimes you kind of worry about nothing. But sometimes it's hard to get them to listen and understand what you're talking about until it hits them in the face. And then, you know, I think we got hit in the face with a couple of things in Greenville, and I'm proud of our leaders and our older guys, especially for the way they stepped up and the effort they showed last week. And just put the film on, you can just see it in our blocking and the amount of effort we were giving down the field and how hard we were playing. And that's something we talked about last week, that we got to keep that standard, and it's something we were very proud of.
Coach, I noticed there was a couple blocks by Connor DePue that stood out to me. And when a guy like that is blocking, that kind of sends a signal to the rest of the team. Hey, if he's out there doing it, we all got to be doing it, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, if it's the opposite, it has a even stronger message, I think, that, you know, well, he doesn't have to do it, then why do they want me to do it? And, you know, I think we had a really good segment, you know, during the week last week, and Coach Zimmerman challenged him a little bit. And, you know, like I talked about him before and how good of a player he was, and he was a dynamite blocker too, and he took a lot of pride in it, and would just destroy people out there on the edge. And I think that is a mentality that he's trying to help instill in those guys, and just an area of strength for him and teaching. And so I was excited to kind of get that segment to him last week and give him the credit for helping get those guys to play hard.
Coach, it's week 8, so I know nobody's 100% healthy, but how's the health for the Vandals going into this one?
Yeah, we really haven't had to hold anybody out this week as far as practice goes, and pretty much all of our starters have been in all week. And I think Monday morning we're a little bit sore, but not too bad. And you know, each day to get a little stronger. And so we're feeling pretty good about the spot we're in, and we'll head up there and give them all we got.
And that was Vandals football coach Jason Clay. Coach's interview is brought to you in part by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Turn at the Dragon, answer Fix-A-Lot for great deals and great advice. That's Kaskaskia Supply and Rental, 2024 Prospect Drive in Vandalia. And we hear now from North Mac head football coach Robbie Howard. Well, Coach, as we head into week number 8 of the high school football season, I guess just your thoughts at this point on your team.
Yeah, we've had a rough stretch of games here, last 3 or 4 games, started out the season. A little bit slow, had a good week 3 and 4, and then, we've struggled the last 4 weeks, but still trying to get better and hoping to finish the season the right way.
Coach, offensively, kind of looking at numbers, it looks like offensively you have been putting up some pretty good numbers overall.
Yeah, we've yards-wise, if you went back and looked at the box score every week, yards-wise, you know, you would think that we would have more wins in the column for sure. We've struggled finishing drives. We've struggled with turnovers. But, yeah, no, we have a sophomore quarterback who's done a great job. Some kids that have done a good job being playmakers all year. And, we just got to get better at finishing drives and taking care of the football.
On the defensive side of the ball, just kind of your thoughts.
Yeah, there's some great teams in this conference offensively. Obviously, a lot of different variations in offensive style. But, yeah, no, we're still work in progress there, I guess you would say. Coach Wise has done a good job getting kids in spots, all that type of stuff. But, yeah, we just haven't tackled as well as you need to win football games, and we haven't, you know, created the turnovers that you need to win football games. But, yeah, just like on the offensive side of the ball, continue practicing it, and hopefully it clicks.
Coach, talking about that, like you said, you see a lot of different offenses from this conference. So whether it's a spread, whether it's a team like Hillsborough or Staunton that really want to run it at you pretty hard, so I know that kind of adds some issues too.
Yeah, no, for sure. That, you know, I think that's one of the good things about this conference, the variations, and not only spread. I think some teams think, you know, you think you're going shotgun, you're automatically air raid or flinging all over the place. Carlinville runs the football really well. From the gun, obviously the team we're about to play, Vandalia, runs the ball really well. Quarterback, running back, jet game with the few, and the other kids, but Paina, Greenville, it's a good variety of offenses, and I think that it probably prepares the teams that are getting ready for the playoffs. Hopefully, that better prepares them for the draws they get here in a couple weeks.
Coach, you get the Vandals this week. Your thoughts on seeing them?
Good football team, probably the top football team in our conference this year. You know, they beat Greenville, they beat Paina. I know Coach Clay does a great job, and he'll have them ready no matter who the opponent. They're going to play hard. They're going to be physical. They're super athletic. Pew, Stombaugh, you know, two or three other kids that are great. Give you a lot of different things you have to defend. But yeah, no, Vandalia's a really good football team. I hope they hopefully we give them a good game Friday night, and we'll give them our best. But yeah, we're going to have our hands full, no doubt about it.
Well, and you talk about that, Coach, and I know this time of the year that it's kind of a measuring stick a little bit, isn't it? I mean, you just want to see yourself get better each week because you guys kind of ran the gauntlet, like you said, these last few weeks.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's what we talk to the kids about. You know, our seniors, we want them to finish right. They only got 2 weeks of football left. We want them to enjoy every step, whether it be practice, whether it be, you know, the team camaraderie things we do, whether it be obviously the Friday nights, the fun part. Yeah, no, it's young kids. Hopefully, keep rolling them out there. We play a lot of sophomores, and hopefully, this season's motivation for them to get in the weight room and do the things they need to do to get their bodies more ready in the future. But yeah, no, it's we want to finish the right way.
Playing the younger guys. I mean, that's one of those things you want them to get the experience, but at the same time, it can be a little tough at times when you're the sophomore group out there.
Yeah, for sure. I know it's not just us. You know, that's kind of the state of football. You know, when you can look at our conference and see the teams that have numbers. You know, and that's a credit to the coaches there, getting kids out, getting them excited for football, that type of stuff. Just the cultures that have been there for a long time. But yeah, it's in an ideal world. You know, I've coached other places that have really good numbers and really solid programs. And that's the one thing when you have, you know, JV kids that are JV kids. It's hard to develop them on. It's harder, I think, to develop them on Friday nights. You want them to be able to play a year of freshman football, be able to play a year of JV football, you know, and throwing them to the woods definitely gives them experience. But to me, it's not the ideal way, and it's just one of those things you fight when you have low numbers. I know we're not the only ones in the conference. But yeah, do your best. You roll them out there, try to coach them up the best you can, and hopefully they get better.
Coach, physically, you guys in pretty good shape heading into week 8?
Well, I don't think anybody is week 8, but yeah, I mean we do get a couple kids back this week that we've had out for a couple weeks, some high ankle sprains and just all the dings that go with the football season. But yeah, we still have some key components out. You know, this summer losing James Graves, he's a starting running back, a sophomore and a junior, has been a big loss for us. But we've had other kids step up too and get the job done, you know, as best they can. But yeah, we're dinged up like everybody else. We got kids playing through injury or playing through hurt, not injury, playing through hurt and doing the best they can.
And that was Coach Robbie Howard of the North Mac Panthers. Well, keys to the game tonight. Keys to the game brought to you in part by Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. Find them online at dynamicdentalil.com. Keys to the game also brought to you in part by Brickyard Builders LLC. They are the call for any new construction and also for add-ons as well. Call Landon Fiesel 618-367-3894. That's 367-3894 for Brickyard Builders LLC. Well, the Vandals sit at 7-0 on the season, and as Coach Clay and I talked about, still a lot on the line for the Vandals. The conference championship still out there. Getting to 9-0, heading to the playoffs, that's still out there for the Vandals as well. So a lot of things still riding on these final two games of the season. North Mac comes into the game. Of course, they're 2-5, but the one thing, offensively, they have done a lot of good things. Throughout the year, they put up some points. They've definitely put up yards against a lot of people throughout the year, and that's one of the things Coach Howard talked about. They moved the ball. They just haven't been able to necessarily cash in. So Vandals have to make sure they don't do that tonight. And the biggest thing for the Vandals, just play your game and take care of your business. Come home with a win, move to 8-0, and get ready for Litchfield in week number 9. Just take care of your business tonight. But you can't look past any opponent. And I think last week Coach Clay talked a lot about the fact that wanted to see better effort. Saw that last week from the Vandals. And the bottom line is you're at a point now where you kind of got to look at every game as if it's a playoff game the rest of the way to get you, one, you're in the playoffs, two, to get you a better seed in the playoffs, and then once you're into the playoffs, starting the October 31st/November 1st, you got to be playing like it's playoff time pretty much all the time the rest of the way. Keys to the game tonight are brought to you in part by Durbin's Overhead Door. Durbin's Overhead Door offers many services, including installation and repair of garage doors. Call them at 618-283-4863. You can also visit their website, durbinsoverheaddoor.com. We are going to take a break and come back and continue on with the pregame show here on WKRV.
At Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia, they make buying a vehicle a better experience. Heck Chevrolet has a large inventory of new and used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from because choice matters. Plus, they have a service department that is second to none in this area. You get choice from a dealer you can trust when you buy from Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia. To find your next vehicle, stop by today. Heck Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin in Vandalia, VandaliaChevy.com, or call 283-0381.
Great news, Vandalia. Kinexus Fiber Internet is now live and installing your town with blazing fast speeds and ultra-reliable service. No more buffering, no more slow connections, just the internet you deserve. Streaming, gaming, working from home, do it all with fiber-fast Kinexus. To sign up or get more information, visit Kinexus.com. That's Kinexus.com or call 888-712-0177. That's 888-712-0177. Nothing connects us like Kinexus. Roll on into Rock Bottom Tire, your hometown tire experts. Worn out tires? Don't risk your safety. At Rock Bottom Tire, they've got the top brands, fast installation, and prices that live up to their name. Also, Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized MileStar dealer. Remember, MileStar tires come with a road hazard warranty for the first 50% of tread free that most tire brands don't offer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire is offering 10% off to all military and first responders. They're also donating $1 of every $100 to Warrior Nation Cancer Foundation through the month of October. So stop by Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call 618-699-5535 today. Don't wait for a blowout. Drive safe, save big. That's Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia, or call them at 618-699-5535.
Dealing with damage from the recent hailstorm? Then call on a construction company that's been doing the job and doing it right in the Vandalia area for over 35 years. Westendorf Construction. They specialize in roofing and fencing work, and they can also help you with the process with your insurance company. Call Westendorf Construction at 618-283-4806. That's 618-283-4806. Or visit westendorfroofingandfencing.com. That's Westendorf Construction in Vandalia.
Well, weather for tonight is brought to you in part by Sloan Implements. They are your local John Deere dealer at 2617 West Main in Vandalia. That is Sloan Implements in Vandalia. Well, if you're looking for more football weather tonight, not really going to see it tonight. Temperatures in the upper 70s to lower 80s for this afternoon. And then for tonight, temperature not going to drop all that much. Got that front moving through. It's going to bring rain to us, maybe even some strong to severe storms on Saturday. So with that, temperature's not going to drop very much tonight. So we'll start off the game. Of course, the sun will have been down for quite some time, about 45 minutes to 50 minutes by the time the game gets started tonight. The sun will have been down. We'll start off at about 70 degrees. We'll drop to probably about 65 by the time the game's over. Might even drift down to, you know, that's about it, maybe 64 degrees for a low tonight. So it's going to be pleasant if you're there temperature-wise. The temperature will be good, but not football weather. Still not into that and still haven't really seen that. Really, week one was our closest thing football weather that we've seen so far this year. Weather brought to you in part by Bluff Equipment. They are your local Kubota dealer on Route 40 in Bluff City. That's Bluff Equipment in Bluff City. A few other things tonight. We'll look at the other games in the South Central Conference for tonight. Of course, you got the Vandals at 7-0 and 2-5 North Mac tonight. Hillsboro, they are 4-3 on the season. They are trying to become playoff eligible. They are at Carlinville tonight. The Cavaliers, of course, are 6-1. Speaking of Carlinville at 6-1, Pena also 6-1. And Pena and Carlinville will have that matchup coming up for the final week of the regular season. Pena tonight is at Litchfield. Litchfield's 0-7 on the season. Greenville Comets got a win last week. They're 4-3. They'll be at home tonight to take on Southwestern, who's 1-6. Gillespie at 2-5 will be at 3-4. Staunton. Staunton, after winning their first three, they have lost their last four games of the season. So, 7-0 Vandals at 2-5 North Mac, 4-3 Hillsboro at 6-1 Carlinville, 6-1 Pena at 0-7 Litchfield, 1-6 Southwestern at 4-3 Greenville, and 2-5 Gillespie at 3-4 Staunton. Vandals starters for tonight. We'll start off on the offensive side of the ball. The wide receivers are Connor Depew and Brenton McCarty. The left tackle is Isaac Forbes. Left guard is Dominic Squires. The center is Bryce Hartley. team. The right guard is Caden Osborne. The right tackle is Noah Langston. Quarterback Quentin Stumbaugh. The slants are Jordan Colburn and Andrew Casey. And the running back is Dylan Hinton. On the defensive side of the ball for the Vandals, the defensive ends are Bryce Hartlieb and Caden Osborne. The defensive tackles are Isaac Forbes and Xander Tate. The inside linebackers, Sam Bowers and Dylan Hinton, both of which are having great years. Outside linebackers also having very good seasons, Cole Yarborough and Patty McDowell. Your corners are Brent McCarty and Connor Depew, and your safety is Jordan Colburn tonight for the Vandals. Talk a little bit about this North MAC team. Now, offensively, they have got a lot of weapons. They've definitely got a lot of weapons. They're going with a sophomore quarterback now in Carson Powell, and they will throw the ball quite a bit. And they've got several playmakers that they'll go to. Kevin Bricker, Hank Hammond is one. Keegan Miller is another. Caden Casey's ran the ball well for him at times, a senior. Clark Sanson, a junior, has done a good job for him at times. And Russell Deering has also ran the ball and ran it well for him at times this year. He is a junior as well. So some nice offensive weapons for this North MAC Panther team coming into tonight. So we will take one more break and wrap up this Week 8 pregame show here on WKRV.
At Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia, they make buying a vehicle a better experience. Heck Chevrolet has a large inventory of new and used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from because choice matters. Plus, they have a service department that is second to none in this area. You get choice from a dealer you can trust when you buy from Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia. To find your next vehicle, stop by today. Heck Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin in Vandalia, VandaliaChevy.com, or call 283-0381.
Wanting to improve your internet? Well, there is one trusted name in Vandalia you call, and that's ProWire. From computer repair to increasing your Wi-Fi coverage to upgrading your home internal network, ProWire can help. Do you own a small business and want to make upgrades to your network or even just a basic security audit to make sure you're safe from harm? ProWire can help. They even offer network accessible storage backup solutions. Give ProWire a call to set up a consultation. 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. ProWire, your local experts for low voltage wiring needs, computer repair, and home and business surveillance systems. Choose ProWire, your local trusted company with quality installations and service. That's ProWire, 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. Or visit their website, ProWireVandaliaIL.com.